Welcome. Thank you for coming. Giving some silence at the beginning of our time together today. A little space for arriving and for no demand. No work, no obligation, no occupation. What is it just being a living creature on the earth for a while? In the midst of a living, a stream of experiences that are real and also ungraspable, what is it just being a living being? Not having an instruction manual, and at the same time, maybe having way too many instructions. Do this, don't do that. And just letting all those shoulds and shouldn'ts fly in the wind like falling leaves. Beautiful as they fall. Perhaps, like falling leaves, their true colors showing now as they fall. Some kind of care, some kind of wish or sincerity. A wish to be here fully, or to be in touch, or to belong. Just a few more moments or minutes to feel, what is this life? As we're living it, not trying to get outside of it and get a handle on it, but while we're in the middle of living, while we're in the middle of living this, what matters? What means something for you? What is the heart of the matter? and allowing arriving to happen. The body in touch with the ground, and our small mind starting to realize the body already feels the ground. For all we know, the ground also feels our body. The possibility of allowing the meeting of ground and body to be in friendliness, a sense of being welcome. You welcome as you are already welcome as you are. No ticket needed. What if you're already in, already belonging, already welcome? In the way you may long to be welcome, in the way you may long to belong, or to feel whole, or at ease. Maybe that's already in us, and that feeling of not belonging is just one of the many things floating around in this ocean of experience, but not what we are. What if that feeling of something's wrong or not enough is just a feeling among other feelings? So perhaps as we allow ourselves to arrive here and in our bodies, together around this one planet where we live together, breathing the same air as it circulates around, drinking the same water as it circulates around, eating the same nutrients as they circulate around this planet. This world that we don't live without. Possibility of feeling at home here. Our bodies and our minds on the earth here. Welcome. And especially if you find there's a lot jangling around, banging around in your mind or heart. A lot of dis-ease or not okayness. In your inner weather and outer world. Sometimes a few longer out-breaths can be helpful, can be lovely. And don't cost us anything. And with these longer out breaths, could we feel the importance of some of these questions that I've raised today, and any urgency they might carry with the longer out breath and just relaxing into here, relaxing into the possibility of already belonging as you are. No ticket needed to get into life. Here we are. The possibility of letting any sense of important and urgent questions to distill, to find their way to being just caring, really caring, with no pressure, no anxiety, really allowed to care that much and not know what to do next or how, but still allowed to care. To care, what is this life? What is meaningful? What matters? What am I following? Where can I get close and be at home? If after a while you have the feeling of less urgency, more openness to your own being here, already full of aliveness, the possibility of starting to gather within your presence, to gather somewhere, maybe the lower belly or the feet or the back. Somewhere like a creature curling into or spreading out at home. Full of care, but not careful. Full of care like a sweetness or a breeze or a silkiness. Carefree, free to care 100%. And if you find rather that the longing is very strong and uncomfortable, or you feel really mostly anxiety or disconnection, like too much wind or fire in your body or mind, or too cold or too distant or whatever. Whatever inner weather that might feel distracting or overwhelming. You might want to continue with slightly longer out-breaths, as if the out-breath is something like chewing gum that could just stretch a little bit longer. Playfully, for fun. Perhaps getting a sense of any difficult feelings in your body, very gently, while allowing the out-breaths to be longer. Just acknowledging this is the inner weather today, that's all. This is not something that kicks me out of humanity, but is part of being human. And along with millions of other creatures feeling the same in this moment, perhaps. Whatever feelings there may be, we have company. And sometimes if we, some days, do need some more help to sustain a sense of connection to being here while acknowledging difficult emotions or mind states or thought patterns, feeling that in the body. A longer out breath can help, but sometimes if you need even a little more kind of cooling down of this frustration or shame or whatever feelings, you could play with using one of your fingers to close the right nostril, the right side of your nose, just letting your breath flow through the left nostril for a while. And with any tool that may be helpful towards arriving more in feeling at ease, in being welcome, being full of what we long for already. There could be some resistance to doing it before we do it, and it could be easy to leave off doing it a little too soon. So if there could be, with gentleness, staying with the longer out-breaths or breathing through the left side of your nose, just a little longer than the small self would like to. Out of curiosity or out of playfulness or out of desperation sometimes, we find our receptivity. Or just allowing your hands to find where they would feel good. One hand holding a finger of the other hand, or resting somewhere on your hips or belly, chest, inner knees. And whenever you like, it could be good to really feel how heavy the body is on the ground. And sometimes when we're busy or really charged with a story of shame or blame, often, of should or shouldn't, shame or blame, we might not be able to feel the body very well. But still, the contact of body and ground, wherever you feel that, whatever you feel of that, however pale. Hanging around in that contact, like a butterfly around a flower, perhaps. And sometimes it can be helpful to just stay in the contact, or stay in the place of gathering, like home, somewhere in your body. But sometimes it can be really good to feel, am I caught in a story of blame, a story of shame, a story of can't, should or shouldn't? And if the story is of shame or blame, sometimes we might just be able to feel that it's just that something hurts, and it's hard to stay with that. It's hard to just let it hurt. And sometimes we can relax into that little bit more honest, okay, this just hurts, to feel that exposed or vulnerable. And some days it can be the right day that we can really relax into that honesty of just feeling that something hurts. And then there's less story, and in a way it hurts less than the story did, to just feel our own softness. Or the power of the feeling feels scary or we feel vulnerable, and just feeling the power of the feeling in the body somewhere, perhaps. Or if a story is more of can't, oh, I can't, I'll never be able to, or should or shouldn't, feeling, is there something behind that? Is that an escape? Is that a boring kind of repetitious story that you've heard in your mind before? Is it an escape from? Being more fully here? Being open? Being powerful? Being free from ideas of right and wrong. In that case, could it be possible to feel somewhere in your body that you feel something of openness or freedom? Perhaps the literal opening of the chest with the in-breath, or the opening in the underarms and back, or belly with the in-breath. Perhaps the literal freedom of letting it go with the out-breath. Or the freedom to be held in the ground. So sometimes our best guess, what feels more appropriate, more suitable, like a shoe or a piece of clothing that fits well, just to stay in a place in the body that feels like home and receive the stream of sensations. Like a fish swimming in place in the current, as if floating, as if stroked or caressed by that current of life. In your belly or your feet or your back, warmth and coolness. And allowing a new possibility in your mind of just staying with a thread of connection just here. Even when you can feel a wave of thinking is about to come crashing or pouring over, but staying down here, connected anyway. Simple warmth, simple coolness. Simple opening and closing, heaviness and lightness. And sometimes when you notice there's distraction, agitation, discomfort, dis-ease, sometimes there's a curiosity or daring to just feel that briefly in your own body, the shape, in whatever way your mind works, if there's a color or a taste or a texture, if it's hot or cold, heavy or light, shifty or the same most of the time. To feel how that mind state or story or thinking feels in your body, gently. With a childlike daring or curiosity. like getting really close to a lion. In a childlike way. This rage or shame or righteousness or feelings of inferiority or whatever. This wild creature and this repetitive story. With a tightness in the chest or diaphragm or throat or pelvic floor, with this abandoning of belly or back or legs, this heat or coldness, of that mind state, story, thinking pattern. Just as it is. And then coming in a little closer sometimes, some days it might feel just the day for curiosity or courage to come in a little closer. What's behind the story? Was there a feeling that felt too much? Or were we just coming into a really close contact with our inner self or heart of aliveness deep inside? And something got scared, that intimacy and vastness. Who me? And then coming back, the contact with the ground, the gradual coming home in your body, receiving sensations, streaming through. If spending some time feeling how a story or a mind state or thinking pattern feels in your body allowed it to take over a bit, we could again feel the shape in the body and a sense or an inner gesture of laying that shape down as if on a sea of kindness or a sea of aliveness. Not my problem to fix. Not created by my own hands, this that I feel. And we can honor the aliveness even in the difficult stories and emotions and thought patterns. Perhaps just laying it down on a sea of gentleness, letting it float. And as if we could float just next to it, or even start to dissolve into being the sea of kindness and aliveness, allowing that mind state to float. Sinking into our ground. Welcome. even with that story or mind state. And so welcome as we are, that we can also welcome even that. We can let it be, not a mark against you, just a mark of being human. And from being in touch with the ground and welcome and what's difficult, perhaps we can feel even more clearly what we wish for this life, this inner and outer life, that perhaps is not so separate as it sometimes feels. What do you wish for this inner life? What is needed? What is fresh? What do you wish for this outer life? What is needed? What would be refreshing? With curiosity, playfulness, and daring, we can wish. We can care. Carefree and not careful. And for this inner and outer life, as if one thing, within our skin and all around us, without limit, what do we wish? What is needed? What is fresh? Daring to wish, to blow a kiss, to wink, to say it in yourself or out loud. May there be peace and ease as we walk lightly and wholeheartedly our paths to the fulfillment of this human life, each in our unique ways. May there be peace. May there be peace.